Getting to know your friends and neighbors, this is Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
They should be ready for us.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I've got to tell you guys this morning about Professional Floor Covering because Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And this is impressive. You're hearing the echo right now. I'm going to throw it off over to you guys and then come back. Kale, thank you, my man. Live radio for you right in a public capacity. We have Kale Zomer, Wally Lukashinsky getting you going here on Hometown Today to start this week, Thanksgiving week. And it feels like the perfect opportunity to bring us into Thanksgiving week because we have to welcome on the Watertown Humane Society today. And with us, we have the executive director, Heather Van Dam, and we have Kendall Bacher, who's a volunteer in the board president with the group. First of all, thank you both so much for being here today. Thank you for being good with us on the fly here as we're figuring out our Thanksgiving Day woes. But first of all, how are you guys and what is going on over at the Watertown Humane Society?
We're great. Yeah, lots of fun, exciting things happening at the Watertown Humane Society.
Can you explain to me a little bit about what you guys do directly? Because we have a lot of fun things to dive into today. You guys have had a recent expansion and getting a building back that you hadn't been in about a year and a half. What has that been like as you are getting yourself back into that building and reestablished?
It's exciting. First of all, it's super exciting. Our building was in desperate need of a renovation, and we had to make sure that there was a safe place for the animals to live and a safe place for the employees to work and ample support of the physical and mental well-being of the animals in our care, and the building really needed that upgrade. And so we're excited to be back. We were out of the building in a temporary location for 15 months, which was challenging, but it was interesting. We did it. We're back, and we're really excited with the new space. It was designed beautifully, and it's exactly what we need.
Well, I love to hear that. From a background perspective, for you guys, before we jump into the group, how long have you been involved with this? When did this become a passion for you?
Go ahead, Kendall. So I lost my two dogs about 4 years ago, and had a void in my life of like, oh my God, I need dogs, but wasn't ready to adopt any new ones yet. So I thought, well, what can I do to expose myself and help the community? Because that's what I like to do. So as if, Facebook couldn't be creepier, this ad pops up to be a dog walker and what they call a canine companion. And I said, ooh, I like this. So I went through training and an application process and became a certified dog walker at the Watertown Humane Society. So once a week, I get the pleasure of walking whichever dogs are there. And it's always nice to see my friends, but I also like when they're not there anymore because that means they got adopted and live in a really nice home and have someone to snuggle with at night. So I've been doing that for 3.5 years, and then joined the board of directors about a year ago, and have really loved navigating that with Heather and the team. It's a great, great group of people to be a part of.
Well, it sounds like they're very happy to have you too. It's starting in that capacity and as a volunteer. I think that's something we're going to have to hammer home today. But before we do, Heather, can you tell us a little bit about your background, how Sure. you got involved with this?
I, too, started as a volunteer in about 2010, I think I started as a volunteer. Just came in to clean the floors and, you know, do the dishes for them, whatever it was they really needed. Found myself there more and more and more. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, so I didn't have a job to go to outside of, you know, duties at home, of course. So I was finding myself there a lot. And finally, they looked at me 8 years later and said, we should probably pay you. You're here so often. So kind of just worked my way into an adoption counselor role and just kind of progressed that way.
So you both started as volunteers too. Yeah. That feels like, first of all, important place for us to begin today, because volunteers make projects and groups like this go.
Absolutely. They contribute thousands and thousands of payroll savings every single year for us. It is why we can do what we do. They are there day in and day out, selflessly helping us do all of those tasks that seem meaningless, but they are the most important tasks in the building. So keeping the blankets clean and the cages clean and all of those things and cat boxes clean and all of that, that is the most important job of the building, is a clean and sanitary place for them to live. And they help us every single day with that. And there's a team of 70 of them. Our volunteer coordinator, Lisa, wow, is incredible. She does a great job making sure everybody is scheduled and feels gratitude. And, you know, we celebrate them as often as possible because they are fantastic. And the greatest heart of our shelter is, you know, those people. They bring us smiles every day and remind us why we're all there, because sometimes it gets heavy in there. And they come in wearing cute little hats and bring gifts. And they're just, the team of volunteers are fantastic.
Well, they say it takes a village.
It absolutely does.
So yeah, when people, if they want to get involved, whether that be as a volunteer or if they want to donate, they might not have the time right now, how can people go about trying to help out with the Watertown Humane Society?
They can stop in and talk to anybody during business hours. We're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 3. They can stop in and talk to anybody at those times. They could also visit our website. WHSadopt.org is our website, and there's more information on there than you probably want to see, but lots of information on there regarding everything.
Well, and it's easy navigatable too. If I'm able to get through, I use myself as a litmus test. And I was like, all right, this looks pretty good. I can get around. So right now, a lot of exciting things. You guys are back in the building. It sounds like it's safer and it's better for the animals as well. What are things going on that are coming up for you guys that are going to be able to help us get it so this is completely paid off and we don't have to worry about it anymore?
So we've got our end of year giving appeal is in people's mailboxes. So we're trying to get as many gifts in as we can before the year ends. That will certainly help help pay off that renovation. And then every Tuesday, Heather and another one of our board members help run a bingo night at a local establishment. So that is super fun night and a great way to support the event. And then in March, we'll have one of our big fundraisers of the year. It's called the Furry Feud. And it will be at Turner Hall on March 7th. And that is a team game show style, retro game style event. So Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Hungry Hungry Hippo, all those fun games from your childhood. So it'll be a very reasonable expenditure for people to come and support the shelter and have probably way too much fun.
Well, it's tournament style too. So if you're competitive, come on out, have some fun, a couple with the family. It sounds like a day you're going to be able to have a blast, March 7th, and you're going to be able to follow along with that on the website. You can also, I think, probably stop on the Facebook page. A lot of fun events, it looks like, goes over there on the Facebook side of things.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, I want to dive into plenty more that we have to talk about today. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have to hear about whether it be things that are coming up, some of the great animals and pets that people can adopt over there today, and just what people need to be doing about animal welfare in general. You guys are the pros, so I'm going to be throwing it over to you when we come back. But that's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Doctors Jackie and Colby McIntyre of Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph take pride in building a lifelong relationship with you and your pet.
At Marshview Veterinary Clinic, we enjoy seeing dogs and cats, and we enjoy seeing the way that they fit into your families. We enjoy seeing them as they age and develop, and we enjoy helping you keep them healthy. Part of that involves working within your goals as a pet owner.
To make an appointment, call Marshview Veterinary Clinic in Randolph today or visit marshviewvetclinic.com.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat massage or with an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices only start at $599. Don't worry about the power going out because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally. But when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
When it comes to decorating for the Christmas season, Woodall Florists and Greenhouses has you covered. They're located south of Beaver Dam on County Road G towards Lowell. At Woodall Florists and Greenhouses, you'll find a great selection of homemade wreaths, custom-made roping, and head to their farm for your real Christmas tree this year, offering a big selection and many sizes of trees. Bring the kids and start a tradition that they'll always remember. Woodall Florists and Greenhouses has been part of holiday memories for over 50 years. When you choose them, you know your holidays will be special. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Woodall Florists and Greenhouses, south of Beaver Dam on County Road G towards Lowell. Look for the big sign by the road. Drive a little, save a lot.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also presented to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I was talking with Wade a little bit earlier today, and I, like him, don't know how they figured it out, but we found a direct line to Santa Claus this year, where if you write a letter to Santa and let him know what you were going to be wanting for Christmas this year, you were going to be able to have a chance to hear that read on air by Santa Claus himself right here on 95.3 WBEV. All you have to do is drop off your letter in Santa's mailbox over at Swan Park where the Rotary Lights in Beaver Dam. That's 316 East South Street. We got to thank Cassandra Schmidt because they're making this possible over there at Modern Woodmen of America in the Bayside Supper Club. Being able to get a direct line to Santa this year, that feels pretty impressive. I don't know how they got that figured out. But today we are joined by Watertown Humane Society's Heather Van Dam, who is the executive director, and Kendall Bacher, who is a volunteer and board president. we kind of set the table right before we went to break, but I kind of want to take a like outside view in at this at first, because animal welfare, I feel like, is something that a lot of people just assume everybody knows how to do, and they don't. I don't even know where to ask, like, for tips or ideas, because a lot of people like myself, I'm not all that well-adversed at this.
I think the important thing is when you're thinking about getting a pet is you think about the longevity of a pet's life, how long it's going to live, and the care it's going to need throughout the entirety of its life. You know, kittens are cute, puppies are cute, but they grow up to be cats and dogs. And I think knowing how long they're going to live and what their needs and their care items are and the expense involved with that, knowing what that really looks like is important before you go into adopting or buying a pet, if that's the case. We, of course, hope you adopt. But if you're going to go that route, just make sure you know what that pet's going to need and make sure you're prepared for that in the long term.
Yeah.
And I think,
you know, you guys, you're a resource as well. So if people were to have questions when they come in and they're like, hey, Titan over here, he looks awesome, but I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm able to do it. You can help us with questions and answers as well.
Absolutely. One of the main jobs of the two full-time adoption counselors is fitting an animal to the right home and vice versa. The right, you know, person to the animal and vice versa. So I think that answering those questions on those applications, people get annoyed with that sometimes. They're like, oh, why are there so many questions on this dog adoption application? I just want to get this dog out of the shelter. It's just to make sure that it's a good fit for everybody and it's safe, mainly, yeah. And that the dog can thrive there, or the cat can thrive in that home, and it's a good fit. And it's about matching. You know, a lot of matchmaking. And I think what it's to prevent is a lot of the owner surrenders that happen when you take something on that you're not prepared for, you can't handle. And it's going to happen. Life happens and things come up. And we are, like you said, a resource center for these folks for owner surrenders. Or we also have a pet food and supply pantry that is available to the community anytime during business hours. If you're struggling to feed your pets, and, you know, that's becoming a concern and you're looking to surrender them because you can't afford to feed them, let's see if we can help you keep that pet in your home. We'll provide that food for you. Just stop into the shelter anytime, like I said, and help yourself to our items in the food pantry for that. The other big thing is medical care and making sure that low-cost medical animal medical care is available to people. We have a low-cost spay-neuter clinic in our shelter. We operate that Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Our team there does roughly 20 to 30 animals every single day, spaying and neutering to help control that unwanted pet population and make sure that everybody's pets are taken care of in that way.
Wow. You guys stay busy over there.
We definitely do.
Yeah. Yes. And that's, I mean, you guys do a great thing. We were kind of talking about it during the break because I never really had thought about it. If you're working at the Humane Society, you get attached to these animals yourself and you're rooting for them to be adopted. But that's got to be such a bittersweet thing. How do you guys go about handling that each day where you get to know these pets and then all of a sudden you're just hoping that this is a good home for them?
Well, a lot of the volunteers adopt the animals. so it's fun to catch up with the other volunteers when you're at your shifts and be like, oh, you know, how is your cat or dog doing? And of course, sharing photos. The shelter team is also great at keeping in touch with the people that adopted, and primarily to check in and see, you know, how is it going with whichever animal they adopted. But nine times out of 10, they're so excited because it's going well. They'll send pictures and updates, and the shelter staff get to share that with each other and the volunteers. And that always feels good to know, like, oh my gosh, you know, they're thriving, they're living their best life, and you feel good about it. So
takes the sting away a little bit.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And we have a Facebook group, a Watertown Humane Society Adopter Alumni Facebook group, which is so fun to have. So they get to
That's a great idea.
Updates, yes. And it's really a community page where they, if they adopted, you know, sibling puppies or kittens, they can like post on there. It's a really fun page. People do DNA testing and post the results on there. And it's a great page for our adopters.
Well, I want to also bring up, because you mentioned the cool opportunity if people are struggling,
yes,
to be able to have food for their animals. That's hard for a lot of people to have the ability to put their pride aside and ask. It sounds like you guys do a very simple job of that. You don't ask a lot of questions. It's over here. Please help just yourself. Help yourself and yep. Take care of it.
And there's even signs up that say, if you're in need of something that you don't see here, please come ask. It is important to us to make sure that their pets are fed. And I think, too, if people are, like, struggling to feed their families, if saving that, you know, $30 for a bag of dog food to give your family more money to eat.
Yeah.
We want to do that, too. You know, so it's, you know, it's a great resource.
Well, we'd mentioned you just put together this new facility. You guys are taking care of all these animals. You're offering programs like this for food. That's not cheap. How do we as a community help you guys? Is there donation links? Is that the best way to help? Is it volunteering? What are you looking for right now more than anything?
Well, we still have $1.2 million of our renovation costs to pay off. So that's our main focus and will continue to be until that's taken care of. That is probably our primary ask. Asking for corporate donations, sponsorships for our events, things like that, that all helps as well. There are online donation links. There's PayPal. You know, we can take donations in at the shelter. You can mail it in. We have, obviously, tax-deductible receipts for everybody and all that good stuff. That's probably our main ask. Supplies, we put out pleas on our Facebook page for things that we're in need of. Kitten season seems to be not ending this year, so we continue to ask for more kitten food, kitten formula, all of those things. Every dollar that is donated by a supply that's sent to us saves us the money from having to spend that out of the accounts, right?
Yeah.
So sending a box of kitten food, if you can afford to do so, is a huge help to us. And if 10 people do that, we're set for a couple more months. And so it's, like you said, we're a village, and I think that we all can help the animals of the community together. We can't do what we do without the support of everyone else. That's simple facts. There are only 5 full-time staff at our shelter, and so it is a small team that does a lot of things every single day.
I imagine that there's a lot of really rewarding moments for you while you're working in this job, but I know that you're seeing things that are really hard too. What is it that keeps you going in every day, keeps the fire going to make these animals' lives as good as that they physically can be?
Those success stories, each other, the team that we work with, their family. We do, like you said, very hard things a lot of days, but there's also really rewarding days as well. Those adoptions of those dogs that have been there for over a year, or, you know, those celebratory emails that we get from those adopters that show the pictures of, you know, a dog that maybe came in with a broken leg and he's running through the fields. You know, all of those things are the things that refill the bucket so that you can continue to do the work every single day.
Well, and you guys are pouring the bucket out more than enough. We got to keep refilling as much as we can for you. Has there been one that's ever stood out to you where, like, a success story that you can point back to? Like, this is what we do. This is what makes what we do so special.
Tell them about Cyrus.
Well, I got to hear about Cyrus.
Cyrus was brought in as a stray, and the team at the shelter are pretty aware that, yeah, he probably wasn't really a stray, but the owners just gave up on him. He had a torn ACL, is that correct? Mm-hmm. And so I think they just either didn't want to help him or couldn't help him. I don't know.
Most likely couldn't afford to help him. Surgery like that is thousands of dollars. So
Cyrus came in to the shelter and won everybody's hearts. The sweetest dog, big dog, just a big, goofy, lovable guy. But he had trouble walking because he had this injury. And so our clinic staff with Dr. Brooke was able to fix his leg for him. And, of course, then he got adopted. And have you heard from his family?
Yeah, his family adores him, of course. I mean, they waited a long time. They were going to adopt him while he was recovering. And so we kept him at the shelter where we could control his rehab. He had very stringent rehab rules. And so kept him there until they felt capable to take it on at that point. They came all the time to visit him. They were so excited to have him, and he's doing fabulous. So that's a medical case where they come in, and in most cases, a dog like that, if not surrendered or brought in as an accidental stray to a shelter, most likely would have been euthanized, because that's a very, very expensive procedure. And we're blessed to have one of the best veterinary surgeons on our team, and she rocked it out and got him all fixed up, and and sent him on his way to the rest of his life. And he's an older dog, too. He's 7. So, I mean, most people would have been like, oh, you know, maybe we should just call it. We're like, nope. He, like she said, he won everyone's heart. He's just this big, goofy guy that we were like, yep, he deserves this chance. So we're able to do those things because of the resources that people are providing for us and the donations they make to us and, you know, all of those things. So everything you're saying is also interconnected. All the support and the volunteerism and all of that always makes all of this possible. It's why we can do those kinds of things.
Well, we're thankful that you are doing those things. We're happy that dogs like Cyrus have a home that might not have been given one if it wasn't for people like you. So thank you, first of all. We only have about 30 seconds left. But is there anything that we missed that we need to hammer home today or that we do want to say for the people?
Just make sure you get your pet spayed and neutered. And if you can't afford to do so at a traditional vet, we have a low-cost spay-neuter clinic. Donate your time and your talent to whatever local animal shelter you can because, like you said, we all need you very, very much.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. I'm excited to hopefully have you back in, hear more success stories. Because you need to fill the bucket and things like that. I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful thing.
Thanks
so appreciate it again.
Thank you.
Of course, we're going to step aside for a quick break. And on the other side, we got to talk with Diana Ogle over at the Park Village Shopping Center ahead of Thanksgiving. We got to know where we're getting a turkey, where we're going to be dolling it up. And she's got the answers for us next here on Hometown Today. On 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very busy travel week ahead for the country as we head into Thanksgiving.
Heavy storms have moved through the Dallas-Fort Worth area and into Arkansas and Louisiana, interrupting the travel plans of thousands. The misery map at flightaware.com showed 347 delays nationwide just after 9 a.m., about half at DFW Airport and Dallas Love Field.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. European officials say they are encouraged by the progress made in peace proposals for Ukraine, even though they were discouraged by the initial 28-point plan put forth by the U.S. that was viewed by many is strongly tilted toward Russia. So a new strain of influenza on the horizon could lead to a nasty flu season here in the U.S. Morgan Geiser, the woman who nearly stabbed a classmate to death in 2014 when she was 12 to appease a fictional character named Slenderman, escaped from her group home over the weekend in Wisconsin, found now back in custody. This is ABC News.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. One of the two young women convicted for 2014 Slenderman stabbing is back in custody after escaping from a Madison group home Saturday night. Police say Morgan Geiser cut off her ankle monitor. Police overnight confirmed she was found at a truck stop 25 miles south of Chicago with another person who was also detained. A deer hunter was killed in Fond du Lac County Saturday. It appears to be the first death in Wisconsin for this year's 9-day gun deer hunt. Deputies say it happened in the town of Oakfield. Initial reports say the 24-year-old from Lomira died from an accidental gunshot. Wardens are reminding hunters to be careful with their guns. A barn near West Bend is badly damaged after a fire yesterday. Washington County deputies say they got a call at around noon about a fire on Decorah Road in Trenton Township. Nobody was hurt. Decorah Road had to be closed for about 2.5 hours. The fire did $75,000 worth of damage. More people than ever are using their seatbelts in Wisconsin. The Department of Transportation says 94% of Wisconsin drivers and their passengers are buckling up. That's the highest rate in 25 years. Still, hundreds of people who were not wearing their seatbelts were injured or killed in Wisconsin last year. Efforts to crack down on reckless driving in Milwaukee appear to be working. New data from the police department shows 17 reckless drivers have had their cars towed in the first 2 weeks under a new ordinance that lets police tow vehicles of any reckless driver. Reckless driving has been a problem in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Packers picked up a convincing 23-6 win over the Vikings Sunday at Lambeau. The defense sacked J.J. McCarthy five times and picked him off twice. Emmanuel Wilson ran for 107 yards and a couple of touchdowns as Green Bay now eyes up the Detroit Lions from Thanksgiving Day. That's a noon kickoff on 95.3 WBEV. Badger football team took care of business, downing number 21 Illinois 27-10 on Senior Day Saturday night at the camp. Wisconsin will wrap up their season against Minnesota in the Twin Cities at 2:30 on Saturday. That one's also on 95.3 WBEV. Bucks host the Blazers tonight at 6:30 on 95.3 WBEV. Well, the Badger women's volleyball team sweeps away Iowa 3-0. Tomorrow night, their high school hockey coverage begins for the year as the Beaver Dam boys hockey team hosts West Bend. Puck drops at 7 o'clock on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on dailydodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Highs level off around 48 with fog and spots today under overcast skies with a chance for rain, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, chance for rain 42. Slight chance for rain tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 51. A dusting of snow Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 42 degrees.
When the really cold weather rolls in, you'll want your home cozy and warm. Did your furnace seem like it was struggling last year? You just weren't as comfortable as you should be? You may not need a new furnace. It's possible that you can keep warm this winter with a thorough maintenance checkup. It's never too late to call Air Care in Beaver Dam. First, they'll see if your current equipment can be fixed. Let their experts make sure you're getting maximum capacity out of your furnace. They service most makes and models, including boilers and hot water heat. Air Care has been serving the Dodge County area for over 40 years and will be there when you need them with a toolbox full of solutions and problem-solving experience. They are the home comfort experts that are big enough to serve you and small enough to care. Go to aircareinc.com or give them a call at 920-356-8860. Air Care, caring for your comfort since 1981.
It's fall sports season in Beaver Dam. Join me, Wally Lukashansky, and Charlie Dern for the Dam Sports Show, your home for Golden Beavers athletics, Green Bay football, Wisconsin sports, and Milwaukee hoops. Hear us weekdays from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Hurry, Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who invite you to stop in and discover their power lift chair recliners. They've got the largest selection in Dodge County ready and available for delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs can lift you to a standing position or recline you down to a comfortable nap. You can get a lift chair with heat and massage, adjustable headrest and lumbar support, cord, and some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There's a variety of sizes in stock, from small all the way up to the big man's, with prices starting at just $5.99. And don't worry about the power going out. These lift chairs come with a battery backup. So, got a storm coming in, power goes out, no worries. You can still get up and down on your chair. And best of all, delivery is free. So, if you're one of your loved ones needs a lift chair in their room and an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will get it all delivered and set up. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible. We set it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio, and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale, and thank you is the key word there, because it's Thanksgiving week, and I am so thankful that because it's Monday, we get to be welcome now and joined by Diana Ogle of the Park Village Shopping Center. Diana, how are you this Monday?
Oh, my friend, this is a thankful week indeed. I am blessed, highly favored, and unstoppable this week.
You are always unstoppable, Diana, but you got to tell me, first of all, going into the holidays, what do I need and where do I need to go?
Well, you know, gathering around the table with friends and family and chit-chatting and everything, you got to have all the goodies. And all the goodies can be found, of course, at Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly. All your food needs are right there. And some people, you know, want a snacky treat? Of course, Cousin Subs. Maybe you want to do that the night before. Maybe you want to do it the next day when, you know, game day. You know, it's like football palooza. Next couple days after Thanksgiving, you know, and so we've got it all right there. And if you want to decorate your house again, I believe it's 60% or 70% off all the goods for holiday season, Thanksgiving at Hobby Lobby, which isn't a bad deal.
No, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, you can get all that stuff there. You know, maybe Saki House. Maybe you want to grab some because you're out hustling around. Just swing through there. Honestly, my favorite is the bento box because you get a little bit of everything.
Oh, see, and you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here too, Diana, because everybody knows that one person in the family that when they host Thanksgiving, you ain't going to enjoy the food. And you got to make sure you're prepared. I love to go out and get something the night before Thanksgiving if I know Mamaw's making food so that I'm prepared, because I ain't eating Mamaw's cooking anymore, Diana.
Well, you know, the whole thing, that's what grandmas, mamas, nanas do. I mean, that's their love language, baby. It's got to have butter and lard in it, you know? I mean, it just does. And that ain't a bad thing. That ain't a bad thing. And it's that one day out of the year that you can just sit back, wear your fat pants, and get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say extra sweatpants. Get them on right away, early and often.
Absolutely. And that's what you got to do, you know? So. What a great week to be thankful for everything that we have in our life, big or small. You know, I'm honestly sitting in my house in Juneau. We've got occupancy, so we get to move in.
Good for you.
So I'm very thankful for that. The carpenters are here tidying up a few things, but, you know, I got furniture being delivered today. So it's all good in the hood. And even through everything that we've been through, I'm blessed and thankful that nobody got hurt. But more importantly, that we get to continue on and with God's purpose and be a good servant to other people. And, you know, that was the whole vision behind Keller Real Estate Group when they started Park Village Shopping Center. Let's have, you know, individuals, local individuals that own businesses, you know, management and all the employees there that can just gather around and promote their goods and services. And we do it with love and passion and let people come in there and shop and enjoy and keep it all local, my friend, because that at the end of the day is what it's all about.
Wow. Well said, first of all, and we're thankful and blessed to call you a friend, Diana. So thankful that you get to be back in your home and hope everything looks wonderful over there in the new building. The new addition.
Well, now it looks like I should be on HGTV Hoarders, actually, because I've got boxes everywhere. But it's okay.
Right.
It's all right. I got Bailey's for my coffee, and anybody that knows me knows Bailey's in my coffee. I'm good.
Amen to that. That's the way to start every single weekend there, Diana. But hope you have a wonderful and amazing Thanksgiving, and we're thankful for you as always.
I'm thankful for you folks over there at Good Karma Brands. You've been partners with us at the Park Village Shopping Center for years, and we appreciate all of you. It's a great crew over there, and we're just very thankful to partner with you.
Hey, it goes right back at you. Can you hit us with the catchphrase before we say goodbye?
I have. And you should, too.
There it is, Diana. You're the best. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You know you will. Gobble, gobble, my friend.
Gobble, gobble. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a short conversation with Sandra Hoffman, a local children's author. We got to find out a little bit about the book, figure out what that's going to look like. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This season, the Bucks are going for it all.
A game winner for the Greek Freak.
Go inside the team's pursuit of a championship on Locked In, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast, narrated by Bucks legend Marcus Johnson. Hear from the team stars on why they think they can make history. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get podcasts.
If you've been injured, let our team help get you back in the game. Gruber Law Offices, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
What do you give the person who's always at their desk? X-Chair. This holiday, give next level comfort with X-Chair ergonomic seating. Dynamic variable lumbar support and SciFloat Infinite Recline has your back. X-Chair elevates work, gaming, projects with everyday comfort. During the X-Chair holiday sale, you can save up to 50% site-wide. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit xchair.com and save up to 50% today. That's xchair.com.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at dailydodge.com.
Hey, it's Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance, your local retirement experts. Medicare open enrollment is happening now, and we're here to make it simple. New to Medicare? Have questions? Thinking about making changes? Let's sit down and talk it through. And if the end of the year has you thinking about retirement, now's a great time to make a plan. We'll help you build a strategy that fits you. Give us a call at 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Hurry, Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Explore your next career move at Whisker. Open interviews Tuesday, November 25th, creating the future of pet care together. Walk-in interviews available 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. Central Time, and enter at the visitor's entrance and sign in at the kiosk. Be sure to bring your resume with you. Be a part of the exciting growth, work with incredible people, and create tomorrow's pet products. Plus a whole lot of extras, including premium medical, dental, vision insurance, 3 weeks of PTO to start, 14 paid holidays, paid paternal leave, 401k with 4% match, life insurance, temperature-controlled facilities, and growth opportunities. You can find them at 561 South Fairfield Avenue in Juneau, Wisconsin. And to learn more, go to whisker.com/careers. Very excited now. This morning, we are joined by Sandra Hoffman, children's book author of the newest book, The Magic Jar. Sandra, before we start jumping into this book, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really fired up to be able to talk with you because I love to read books, and growing up, it's such an important part of a kid's adolescence is to be able to be imaginative and push themselves in that sphere of life too. Can you tell us a little bit about what this new book's going to be, The Magic Jar? What's this going to entail?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me this morning.
Of course.
So The Magic Jar is a children's book for kids between 3 and 10 years of age. The activity of The Magic Jar can be adapted, though, for older kids and also for adults. So if you are okay, I would like to explain to you how the idea came about before I can tell you the story of The Magic Jar.
Absolutely. Please do.
So in 2011, that was my first year as a teacher. I was in Milwaukee as a charter school, and I was faced with a lot of behaviors coming from the students. I believed, and I still do, that every behavior has a reason. And I was trying to find out what the reasons were from the kids, but they didn't connect with me. They didn't respect me. It was almost like I wasn't in the classroom with them. It was very challenging for me, and I knew I had to find a way to connect with them. In January, I was sitting in my classroom during prep time, just really rethinking my life choices, thinking maybe I'm not cut out to be a teacher. And I was trying to find a way to help those kids open up to me. That's when I saw a Halloween jar, plastic jar that I had on my desk. It still had candy inside. I threw the candy away and I thought, okay, maybe if I have a fun way to introduce to the kids so they can open up to me, maybe that would work. And that's where the magic jar idea came about. The following day, I did a circle time with them. I introduced them the magic jar and made up a story telling them that I was feeling very sad that day because I missed my mom. Mm. So I grabbed my sadness from my heart and I put the sadness in the magic jar. At that moment, I had all 19 kindergartners looking at me totally engaged. And I thought, okay, I'm going, you know, this is working out. This is working.
That's awesome.
So I explained to them that I knew my sadness wasn't going to disappear just because I put it in the magic jar, but it helped me talk about my feelings with them. So I gave the jar to the kid next to me, and she also told us that she was sad, and she told us why. And one by one, I started to understand why those kids were behaving that way. And it was an eye-opener to me. From that day on, I promised myself I was going to write a book because that became an emotional tool, emotional intelligence tool for me in my classroom. And I promised myself I was going to write a book to help teachers and families to help their children open up as well.
Wow. Well, first of all, congratulations on being able to find out the way to connect with kids in the way that you did with the magic jar. But what do you think it is? What is the reason that the magic jar does engage with children the way that it does, that you're able to connect and get through the way it sounds like you were able to in that school with those 19 kids?
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. It wasn't a miracle. You know, I still had behaviors throughout the year, but it helped me connect with them. Mm-hmm. And they started trusting me. They felt safe talking about whatever was happening in their life at that moment. And it was very interesting to see also how they listened to each other. So they helped with building community in the classroom as well. And they felt safe. They understood that they weren't the only ones going through difficult situations. And they started trusting each other also. And I think when you talk to kids about magic, right there, you engage them somehow. So the magic jar was something that really caught their eyes and their attention, and it gave me a safe way to connect with them.
Well, and I'm looking at your website right now, sanderhoffman.com, and it looks like there's going to be, wonderful illustrations in this book, too. So even if you are 3 years old and you're not maybe as high level of a reader, you're going to still have a great time looking through all these photos.
Yes, for sure. The illustrator, Bridget Malloy, she did a great job. She's in Milwaukee, And I chose her for that reason. She is so wonderful. I wanted to say, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking because it says SandraHoffman.com. The website is Sandra D as in Dave Hoffman.com.
Oh, I missed the D in the middle there.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry, Sandra.
That's okay. It's very easy to miss. So I just want to make sure that I said that. So, the illustrations are great, are very pretty. And I've been getting a lot of feedback from teachers and kids, and they really enjoy the book. The reason I said that is good for older kids also and even adults, because the activity, even though it's a children's book, the activity can be used and adapted to older kids. Like instead of opening up, doing a circle time what they are feeling, they can maybe write it down on a piece of paper, put it in the magic jar and things like that. So,
well said. Well, Sandra, well, first of all, great point. Anybody that wants to go out and check out the website, go to Sandra D. Hoffman with two N's .com. Sandra, we have about only a minute here left, but what else is there? Anything that we've missed that people need to know about this book before we end up saying goodbye and happy Thanksgiving to one another?
Yeah, I think it's a great tool for families and for teachers to have in the classroom. I think it's important for kids as a young age to understand that they are safe and they can talk about their feelings. If you teach the kids when they are young to talk about their feelings and they are validated, we are going to have adults that are more confident.
Well said. And it's not something that even I feel like we've gotten better as a culture being able to talk about our feelings, but it's still like so far from where we actually need to be. So it's good to get that encouraged in the kids early. So couldn't agree more, Sandra, but I want to thank you so much for giving me some time, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week.
Thank you, you too, and thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Of course, you do the same. Well, Kale, we have about a minute here before we have to say goodbye today. Wanted to make sure that we save some time in case we have to figure out what's going on in the area. What is happening in Dodge County?
Oh, man, Wally, it was a great weekend. Big Badger win, big Packer win. Great show yesterday at Beaver Dam Area Community Theater. Paddle City Big Band was great over there. Our very own news director, Terry Bell, was the master of ceremonies. Did a wonderful job there.
As always.
And it's Thanksgiving week, man. It's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a great week. I know that we just got to wrap up with all the football season.
Yeah.
But now we're transitioning where we get to have my favorite time of year. I love hockey, Kale. So we have hockey coming back. No, Wade and I will be out on the call for the boys team tomorrow from the Family Center. But we have basketball coming back, boys and girls as well. So follow along on the sports tab on DailyDodge.com for all the scores there. But lots and lots to do this time of year.
Big, big weekend coming up on Saturday. ESPN Beaver Dam's Slam at the Dam over at Beaver Dam High School. You can watch live all the games over on Daily Dodge TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have six different games. Six different varsity games over there. We're going to have it covered from start to finish. God bless Wade Bates, man. He was going to say that guy, one of the hardest working dudes in Dodge County. He's got to make sure that we'll be ready. But that's going to be a lot of fun, Kale. I'm excited to check that out. But that's going to do it for us today. We're one step of the way there, everybody, to Thanksgiving. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition of Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.